This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, I kind of rushed through that last segment, but there was so much information there. I could have covered all that information with these five lessons that you can learn from the Democrats about the Kavanaugh hearings. I could have taken each one of those and done an entire show. I'm serious. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I'm going to give you the titles of each of the sections. The ends justifies the means, even if the means are ridiculous and highly unlikely to produce the ends. That was number one. That's what Democrats do. They've gotten to where they say, this is going to be the narrative. Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. And then they say, now let's go prove it. And then they go and they start orchestrating. And they say, well, let's hire a guy who's he appears to be a Republican, but he's really a Democrat. He's partnered with everybody in the thing. He may even be connected to it. And then he's going to protect the Clintons. And then his best buddy is the fired FBI agent who's going to give him all kinds of credentials. And then we're going to learn all the details about it with the FBI and all the text messages and all this stuff. But we'll cover that up and we'll pretend that it doesn't matter. And even though these people get fired and they're disgraced, we're going to still give them credibility. And we're going to say it's all Trump's fault. And even though we have no connection to Trump whatsoever, we're going to push it. And let me tell you guys, just like what happened with Kavanaugh, this will end, and it will end looking bad for the Democrats. They are now backtracking to make the narrative work, and it has become a farce. You cannot put this fat genie back in the bottle. It's not going to go back. So that was the end justifies the means, number one. Number two, the modern left movement is a movement by and for people incapable of doing a proper job and honest work. So what we're learning, and what most of us didn't know from years ago, the protesters are paid. We used to think these protests were organic and people really had a cause and all this. These are people who are paid to come out and do stuff. So that's the number two. Number three, they don't like straight white guys at all. Not straight white conservative guys. So that's been proven. They will make up stories just because they want to get at the man, right? Number four, they brought into academic left's war on facts and evidence, hook, line, and sinker. They bought into that. And that's a fact. The rule of law doesn't matter. You're not innocent until proven guilty. Quite the opposite. They will rationalize any excuse to target you and end of story. And then finally, drag a $100 bill through the faculty lounge, government bureau, or union hall. You'll never know what you'll find. Yeah, because there's always somebody there to take your money and fit the narrative based on the money you want. That's what we live in now with the Democrats. And they think that's going to attract people to their party. The seek and destroy mission of good people. See, they see it as, well, our Democrats will be happy that we went after Kavanaugh. No. There are women out there going, that could have been my son. I'm raising my kid to do the right thing. And this is the way they could attack and destroy my son, my father, my husband, my uncle, whom I love, whatever. This attack on men isn't going to work because guess what? The majority of women, including these feminists, are looking at their own husbands and their own sons and saying, I don't want that to happen to them. They're moving people away, and they're too stupid to know it. You know what? I'm not gonna give them any hints, but it cracks me up. And then I read this article. Republicans stoke fear of Democrat mobs ahead of midterms. Do you think that when we win the midterms, what do you think is going to happen? That will be the end of the Democrats. If you want to see Antifa, BLM, name your idiotic group, you're going to see them in full swing when we win the midterms. When we hold the House, when we gain in the Senate, when Donald Trump starts putting in more judges, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg bites it, you're going to see, and the good news, here's the good news. Once these midterms are over, these guys are going to go. They got nowhere to go. They got a waiting list, a waiting period of 2 years. They're going to strategize, but they got nothing to go on. Anyway, here's what it says. Republican strategist Jeff Rowe, who's advising Cruz's hotly contested reelection bid, said that that September day was the campaign's biggest fundraising day of the year, and noted that the influx was unsolicited and a visceral response to the way Cruz was treated. These tactics are too hot. They insult Republicans and turn off independents even more than the prospect of impeachment does, Rowe said, adding that the other GOP candidates he's advising are also taking aim at Democrats as a mob-like party. Now, they're talking about when Cruz got booted out of a restaurant by protesters. He and his wife are trying to have dinner, and they come in and just disrupt. Every tactic that the Democrats are trying right now is backfiring mightily. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, oh, my goodness, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You need to feel so good about where you are right now as a conservative, as a Republican, as a pragmatist, whatever you consider yourself to be. You need to feel great. Because we have the Democrats so on tilt, they don't know what to do. They are truly on a binge. You know, like they're like a crackhead or a meth head that got the keys to the car, and they're out there driving around, and they're stopping places, and they're going, you know, do I rob the convenience store, or do I get myself some cigarettes, or do I get a beer? I need something. I need a fix. Or do I need gas for the car? They're just jumping around from thing to thing. And they just jump in the car and they go to the next location. They don't know what to do. Are they going to kill somebody, or are they going to kill themselves, or whatever? They're manic. And they're manic because sanity has been brought back to their lives and they don't know how to deal with it. It goes on to say, we've used it everywhere because it's effective, Rose says, talking about how they've used the Cruz having to confront these people. It says Bratt's new ad shows a crowd sitting in an auditorium shouting back answers to his questions. His campaign cited his Democratic opponent as it tweeted, Abigail Spanberger sits in front row at Dave Bratt town hall agreeing with the liberal mob attacking Dave Bratt. Some veteran Republicans criticized the party's approach as too vague. Karl Rove, a former top advisor to Bush, said Republicans should focus on how Democrats handled the Kavanaugh nomination. Look, I'm not going to tell whatever strategy the Republicans choose, they can choose it. But I'll tell you this. If the Kavanaugh thing speaks for itself, I agree with Rove. I would definitely work on that. But I think showing all these mobs what they did to Charlie Kirk, Candace Owens, what they're doing to people just, you know, chasing out, what was her name, Sarah Sanders at the restaurant, chasing out Cruz, chasing out others, armed security now having to be put with Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and other senators and things like this. This doesn't bode well for them. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome, everybody. There's an illegal, a guy who claimed he was illegal. I'm not sure if he was, but he went to a group. It's a Soros-funded group that claims itself to be nonpartisan. And he went to this group and he says, hey, look, I want to get registered. He pretended not to like Trump, etc. And this audio is a little bit rough. But hopefully you can hear it, and I'll try to help you out with a little bit of it, but I think you can understand it. But essentially goes up to a lady, and she says, she's very flippant, we are a nonpartisan group that, you know, blah, blah, blah. After he says, you know, look, I don't like Trump, and I want to register. And she says, well, you really can't say that, but we are a nonpartisan group. So she's trying to pretend like, oh, we're being very judicious in what we do and making sure that you understand that we don't have any skin in the game one way or the other. And he's over the top, you know, yeah, I don't like Trump, whatever. So here's the audio. Hopefully you can understand it. I will try to make sense of it if you don't, but we'll do the best we can.
We are a non-partisan organization. You can vote any way that you see fit.
In California, some illegals register. And you guys?
We're not in California. We're in North Carolina. Do you want to look at the registration? That's what we're working on right now. We have a link to the...
I'm illegal.
You're illegal?
Yeah. I've got papers.
Okay. happens to what you do in Canada.
Thank you.
So he says, I'm illegal, and she says, welcome. And then she goes on to explain how to do it. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. See, if we were setting up for voter registration as conservatives, and an illegal walked up and said, I don't like so-and-so. Let's say he says, I don't like Hillary Clinton, or I don't like whoever's going to run next against Trump. I'd say, well, that's interesting to note. But we're not here to give you any ways that, you know, we're not trying to influence you to vote any particular way. If that's your point of view, that's great. Next question. Well, I'm an illegal. Well, then you can't vote. What are you doing here? What are you doing in this country if you're illegal? What are you doing approaching us if you're illegal? You are attempting to thwart the vote of a citizen of this country, a sovereign country. Do you think that we would do that in your country? Where are you from? He said he's from Mexico. I'm from Mexico. Do you believe that there are citizens in America who are in Mexico trying to undo the vote of a Mexican citizen? Who knows more about Mexico, us or you? I do. Exactly. Who's paying taxes? Who's doing what should be done in Mexico, us or you? If I go to Mexico to hide out or do whatever I do, who's contributing more? Particularly if I come over, I have no job, I have no opportunity, whatever. How am I contributing to society? How dare you come here? But I'm for your guy. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care who you're for. We are a nonpartisan group trying to register people who legitimately want to make changes and who understand the issues. I would encourage, if you were a citizen, I would be encouraging you to learn more about the issues. Here are the ballot initiatives going on in our state. Here's some, you know, read these up for yourself. Don't be tricked by the language. If you're having trouble understanding, be with people to make you understand, blah, blah, blah. Have this book with you when you go to vote. I would be explaining to you how to take advantage of the system that is set up for citizens, people who contribute day in and day out. You think that that's a conversation that is ever had with any Democrat? Your Democratic organization. You know it's not. I don't need to lead you down that path. Look, we have voter registration rolls that are more, I mean, I'm talking significantly more than the number of people alive. So forget that you've got voter registration that's 117%. Okay? You've got a citizenry of 1 million and you've got 1,170,000 people registered. Okay, that's number one. So you say, well, there's 170,000 people that shouldn't be voting. No, there's many more than that. Because the number of registered voters in any given municipality is probably going to be around 60 to 65%. So not only do you have 17% overage, which constitutes mostly dead voters, made up names, whatever. You've got a group and people that moved away too. Don't forget those, which are legit, but you want to get rid of those. So you have that, but you've got the added 35% of people who, you know, have never registered. So if your voter registration numbers are 110, 115, 117%, you're almost double the number of legitimate legal voters. And the left doesn't care. They pretend it doesn't exist because why should they not offend your sensibilities? It doesn't matter that you found a number of people who voted more than once in multiple locations. It happened with Obama. It was so rampant, it was crazy. You have people on the left bussing in illegal voters. We just had a clip where somebody was talking about bussing in people to a New York race. You know, one of the, I don't know, it was a congressman or something. And they were accused of doing it, and they were telling the people on the bus, don't let people know you're from New York City and we're bussing you in to work on Delgado's campaign. Even Delgado doesn't want it because the rumor's been leaking that he's bussing people in. So the candidate, I don't know if it's a he or a she, and the name I think is Delgado, but that person is saying, don't come. I only want people from here because they're going to sniff you out and they're going to say, I'm busing in people. This is a person that's going, you know, I don't want to be accused of that because it's backfiring. Ask the Democrats if they care. They will go to, this is when they care about blacks. They go to the ghetto. They go to some area, you know, one of these complexes, projects. They get on a bullhorn and say, free lunch, and, you know, or come make $10 for the next, you know, $25 or $50 for the next hour and a half or whatever. They fill the bus, then they go to a rally, or they go to something to try to pretend that people care. They want to, you know, they got some white person who hasn't seen a black person, hasn't been to a black person, church, doesn't go to a black neighborhood, doesn't know about anything going on in the black community, and they say, we're going to bus you over, you're going to have lunch on us, we're going to pay you some money, and it's going to look like this candidate cares about black folks. That's what they do. And they do it day in and day out at multiple locations in order to give the ruse that people care about black, that leftists care about blacks. They aren't going to work in, you know, Michelle and Barack Obama will go work in a soup kitchen for just a minute and say, oh, look here, I worked over here. The Clintons will go work there for a minute. But do they really go routinely? You know who goes routinely? People like you and me. We're the ones who are gathering up our gear, donating it to charity routinely. We're concerned about people. We're sitting down talking to these folks. I have sat and talked with men at the Salvation Army for hours because I care. And it's not just because they're men. I care about them as human beings. I want to understand the dynamics that led to them being there. We care. Leftists care about votes.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The markets are way up over what they were. It's a correction that I think is caused by the Federal Reserve with interest rates. I think the Fed is out of control. I think what they're doing is wrong. I think the Fed is far too stringent, and they're making a mistake.
President Donald Trump discussing the Dow, which was down over 800 points yesterday and is down over 200 points today as well. Hurricane Michael is the third most powerful hurricane ever to make landfall in the U.S. mainland. The storm is also being blamed for at least three deaths. Todd Terrell is the founder of the Cajun Navy. He's down in the panhandle rescuing people.
Well, this storm here is reminiscent of Katrina to us. We've actually been rescuing, and since yesterday, I guess around 5:30 or so, we hadn't stopped. We went all night. We pulled people from rubble and stuff. It's been a treacherous thing. It's a disaster zone.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11:30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's do this. Let's take a few callers, people who left messages. This first one, he lives in the Maryland, D.C. area. I didn't get his name. This was kind of a difficult message to understand, but we'll see if you guys can catch it. It's essentially, I think he's just saying, you know, you got support, that kind of thing, but I'll let you guys listen for yourselves.
Look, Jackson, just want to let you know, man, I'm here in Maryland, D.C. area, and me listeners, I'm telling you, I truly agree with what you're saying, mostly everything that you're saying on your radio station. That move by Fox, you know, really disagree with it. They've been probably terrible for years to come, for the most part. Well, I won't say terrible, but just not straight, it's dead on. So, we truly feel your sentiment. Keep on pushing. You know, try to seek it out. Hopefully, you'll be local. Just come see and say, hey, all right, just wishing you success, man. And we truly feel that news that happened to you out there. Didn't like it. You know, there's a lot of moves they made. They didn't like those of us conservative guys listening. You know, and gals too. I mean. So, all right, know you got support. Okay, we'll try to
you're listening to Kevin Jackson. Thanks for paying attention to me, folks. KJRadio.com. That was a caller from Maryland. I think he was saying something along the lines of people were trying to take me out over my comments, calling some leftist women skanks. And I stand by that comment, and I believe that to be the case. And I'm not trying to be the guy that, you know, coined the word skank, because I wasn't. My grandmothers use that word. Many people in the black community use it. In fact, if you listen to Jerry Maguire, Bob Sugar, actually says to one of his clients, he says, you remember that, you remember Amber, the girl you banged on the road or whatever? And he's talking to a client when he's trying to get Jerry's client, you know, clients away from him. And the guy apparently answers no. And Sugar goes, well, I do. He goes, it's my job. He goes, I remember all the skanks. I remember the names of all the skanks you bang on the road or something like that. He uses it. I watched Married with Children where the girl Bundy is arguing with one of her friends. And one of them calls her a slut and she calls that girl a skank. That was on Fox Network, just so we're clear. And oh, by the way, trust me when I tell you, watch any episode of Rich Housewives and watch what those women call each other. Go sit with any group of leftist women and see what they say about one another, the words that they choose. Watch Hollywood films. They tell you what these girls say about each other. Then, if you dare, go listen to rappers and what they say about women. And then look at the outrage that they feign when they say, look at what Donald Trump did by grabbing a woman, you know, saying he could grab a woman by the blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. Disingenuous to their core. Because you know why? there isn't a woman, I'll put it this way, the overwhelming majority of women over the age of 30 years old knows that what Donald Trump said is true. You want to tell me Aerosmith couldn't do whatever they, when a woman goes, can we please come backstage? They could do whatever they wanted to her. They could, there were no limits. Who? Pick your artist. The Rolling Stones? Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah. Let's all pretend to be outraged over Donald Trump saying, look, there gets a point in life where, you know, you're a billionaire, you're a rock star, you're a, you know, a powerful guy. Women will let you do things to them that they won't let you do if you don't have that status. I know. Hard to believe. And you know why Trump didn't get beat up on or anything else? It's because people know it to be the truth. Now, I can lose a job. By the way, Trump said that, became president, he's lost $1 billion. Did you guys see this report? He's lost over $1 billion. That's what the Forbes list dropped him down. So he stabilized, because they said he lost $1 billion in the first 6 months. So he stabilized. I lost a gig. Nice paying gig. It wasn't my primary source of income, so there you have it. But it was a good gig, and I lost it over telling the truth. But like Trump, I will win in the end. Righteousness wins in the end. So I say to my buddy, my brother, that listens to this program, first of all, thank you so much. Because see, people don't think you exist. And when you do exist, they think that we're mortal enemies. We're not enemies. I'm not enemies with any black person on this planet who understands and knows I'm telling the truth. See, they're an enemy. They may be at odds with themselves. I'm not at odds internally, nor am I at odds with them, because I know what they know. And I know they know I'm telling the truth. And I spoke to a group of kids at the University of Arizona last night, and I gave them a dose of truth. I spoke to ones at GCU, Grand Canyon University, before that. A black girl asked me about me calling women a skank, and I said, yeah, so you tell me you haven't heard rougher language than that. Are you going to try to sit here and tell these people that you've never heard that word used, and you haven't heard it used in the context in which I've used it? Or you really want me to believe that? Look, guys, you can fool yourself on campus all you want, but when you get into the real world, you're going to find out it's very different than what you face. And it isn't anything close to logical. Not the way you've learned it. When the world hits you with its logic and its reality, you're not going to be prepared. So you can joke all you want. You can pretend that you want to get back at me and you want to bring up the tough topics. There is no tough topic for a kid that grew up like me. There is nothing you can say to me that will offend me, that's going to make me get upset or whatever. And there's nothing you're going to do to me that I'm not willing to absolutely go to blows over. Nothing. So as long as we're clear on that, we're good to go. So my brother, thank you for the call. Don't feel sorry for me. They say God opens a door, closes a door, he opens a window. I don't know. And it'll be a big, luxurious window. What do they call it? One of those bay windows that opens up. I don't know. It'll be a nice one. God is not going to have me walk through some chumpy window. I'll walk through one heck of a window. Let's do one more caller. This is a guy, and he called in. And I'm not quite sure what he's referencing, but I think his name is Arthur, right? Let's play that clip.
Hello, Kevin.
And hey,
I just was listening to your comment, and my wife, my daughter, and who's carrying my sixth grandchild, is going to give birth in a few months. Anyway, I was thinking we're all three of us are. Don't own our bodies. We're all bondservants, i.e. slaves, to Jesus Christ. So, we don't have a right to do what we want with our bodies. And other people's bodies are for that, too, but because our covenants. Anyway, like we had to say about that. But anyway, keep it up. You're doing good work. Thanks a lot. My name's Arthur, by the way, and if you want to call back, my number is...
So I think that had to do with a commentary I made a while back on the show. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, about owning your body. And my comments were directed at feminists who say they own their bodies. And I'm like, you don't own your body. Government owns your body. Government tells you what to do with your body. You feel like you're in possession of it. But if you owned it, you could do what you want. And go, why are women arrested every day for prostitution if they own their bodies?
You're out there selling your body.
Yeah. What's that got to do with you?
Well, you can't do it because the government owns it. And the government will tell you what to do with it. The government. What?
And here's the deal. Prostitution would be legal certainly in the United States, if politicians could figure out a way to get the pimps to give them enough money and everybody's good. And the only reason why they won't do it is because politicians are afraid that dealing in sex trafficking, where women are being put into prostitution, is going to look bad on their resumes. But if they can figure out how to get over the stigma of it and get that part of the money, they'd be fine. That's why they've tested it. You think Nevada is there because it's they're allowing it for what, I don't know why, what most people think. But Nevada is a testing ground, a proving ground to see, can we figure out a way to make this something that we profit off of? That's all it is. Whenever they work out that model and get it right, it will expand. It's like gambling. Nevada was a mecca. It was the only place you could go to gamble. Do you remember this? Now you can gamble in Oklahoma. They got Indian casinos. They got all the workarounds in Missouri, as long as it's a riverboat or whatever else. The same is coming to prostitution. The same is coming to other drugs because that's what they do. The government owns it all. It wants you to understand they own it all. If the government could make money off of you selling your organs, they would make it legal in a second. They would get rid of the donor list, and you would be able to donate a kidney to get $90,000 from some Japanese man, as long as the Fed gets
this
cut.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So I was at the University of Arizona the other night talking to a group of students, and quite frankly, there were quite a few adults in the audience, and it was a great event. It was sponsored in part by TPUSA and in a group that we have started called Seeking Educational Excellence. And we talked about the Kanye effect and something that and it's relevant now because Kanye is going to go visit President Trump at the White House this week. In fact, I think he's there today. And so we're talking about the Kanye effect. And I don't know if you guys saw this episode of CNN. You didn't see it. But Don Lemon had a lady on who said Kanye's lost his mind. He's sick. He's deranged and all these different things. And it's funny to watch these people at the colleges and universities when we play these clips of Kanye saying, look, I'm tired of being bullied. I'm not going to be bullied by hip hop. I'm not going to be bullied by the media. Donald Trump was my friend before he became president. And I support him. I like what Trump is doing. And one girl, when we were in Q&A, she says, well, here's what I don't like. I don't like the previous Kanye West and what he used to represent and where he's gone today. She says his musically, he's, you know, you've seen this transition. And I said, I have to defer to you on that. I'm not a Kanye West music aficionado, so I can't speak to that. But I said, but here's what I can speak to. What you just said is you don't like his evolution. And she kind of, you can tell when people know that they're trapped. I said, you don't like Kanye's evolution. I said, Kanye's a grown man who can think for himself, and he's evolved. Now, you may not like that evolution. You may not like that Kanye has gone from not being a fan of Republicans under Bush to being a fan of Republicans under Trump, if you want to put it in that mode. But that's not really the evolution that he's had. But you're wanting to paint it with something. And it's all it is a grown man making his own personal observation and evolving. Now, I would ask you this. Have you evolved? You know, you're a college student. I'm presuming you've evolved from the time you were 16 to the age you are now. We all want an evolution. What you're saying is you don't like that Kanye evolved. Now, if Kanye evolved in the way that you like, you'd be okay with his evolution, but you're not okay with it. See, here's my deal. I love watching people evolve, particularly if it's based on good, solid, you know, reasoning. If you can devolve as well, and you're saying Kanye's devolved, but he hasn't. He's still making good music. So then another guy chimed in. He says, well, Kevin, I think of Kanye as a god. He literally said that. He goes, my problem is when he mentioned the 400 years of slavery, and he said something about we're still slaves or whatever. And so he finished talking, and really nice guy, black guy, used to be a correctional officer. And so he's probably mid-20s. That's the age he looked to me. Maybe he was older. And I said to him, I go, okay, great. So Kanye, and Brandon explained that the evolution of slavery, Kanye saying you're a slave in your mind. You know, that blacks didn't have walls that kept them in. They didn't have chains any longer, but they stayed on the plantation. And in many to much larger degree, they continue to stay on the plantation. And so he was trying to make the bigger point. Now, Brandon's getting in the head of Kanye in concepts like this. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I was having a discussion with one of my staffers about how do you argue effectively? And I said, you don't get lost in the mire. So Brandon's explaining the slavery aspect of what Kanye's trying to think. No offense to Brandon, he's a bright kid, but he doesn't know any more of what Kanye's trying to think than the man on the moon. But here's what I said to Brandon. He says, I liked everything Kanye said except the issue on slavery. You know, and he went on to say he felt like it was, you know, he was dismissive about it, etc. And I said, okay, so you heard a buzzword, what we call a dog whistle, and we got all excited about it because that's what we've been trained to do as black folks, is to get excited about the dog whistle of slavery. I said, now, when I was a kid, I remember learning about slavery. And they told me in school, Kevin, your ancestors were slaves and you had horrible civil rights and you overcame those civil rights. And, of course, I'm a product of the 60s. So I was coming up during that volatile period. You know, my mother died in 1968. I was about to turn 5 years old. So that gives you some perspective of where I was. So I understood it. But my formative years were in the 80s, where there was plenty of opportunity for blacks. You know, the Jim Crow and all that was a thing of the past. There's no excuse for me or anybody my age not to be successful because we came up during the Reagan era. So dismiss all that, but go back to just the idea of slavery. I remember as a kid hearing some teacher tell me about slavery, and I remember thinking distinctly, I was proud, like, wow, I got that blood in me. You know, my looking at my skin, I know my ancestors overcame those atrocities, and it made me who I am. in the overcoming the lack of civil rights to where I now have all the rights of any human being and all I would need to do is go out and do something with it. I felt empowered by it. But you hear it, and you of everything, and I was telling this young man, I said, look, I'm not coming down on you, but you were 100% with Kanye except that. You've been trained to see that as a negative. Kanye is saying when we lose the slave mentality, when we get out of that mentality, we find ourselves free, free to speak, free to be. So using a little bit of what Brandon says, you know, it for me, that was the least important part of what he said. What he said was, I will no longer be bullied. I will no longer play to the mindset that people have established for me. I will be me the same way I am in my music, the same way I am in my couture, because he fancies himself an artist. He says, I'm not going to be strapped down as a black person. He goes, I know I'm one, but that's not going to define me any more than you're going to put me in the realm of he's a hip hop artist, any more than you're going to put me in the realm of I'm a fashion designer or anything else. That's what he's, and that was the message of it. So it was a really cool discussion. So the makeup of these rooms is really interesting because you've got a mixture of college kids. A lot of them are Turning Point USA people. Then some of them are people that are looking into Turning Point and they're recruits. Some of them are political. It was funny. We had people coming from off campus to come to the event to hear about it, which was kind of interesting. So, you know, I mean, older people. A woman was running for Congress was there. We had a lady that said she was from New York. She used to be a flaming liberal. And she goes, she literally said this in the meeting. She goes, I wish I had come to conservative thinking earlier in my life. So I'm looking at black folks, white folks, young girls, you know, older women, you know, all different races and whatever. And I'm going, I don't know who's who because they always have plants in there. When I say plants, I'm not talking about green plants. I'm talking about with photosynthesis. I'm talking about people in there to see if you're saying and doing the right thing. So I see two black people sitting in front of me, a bald black guy, probably in his mid-20s, and he's with a kind of heavy-set black chick who looks militant. And so long story short, we do the presentation. It was an amazing presentation. If you get a chance to see these, you should. These are amazing conversations that we're having. And, you know, we do Q&A. It's all said and done. And we get up and we start to mingle and they want to take the big group picture and the whole deal. So we do all that. And the young black man comes up to me. I'm thinking those two are plants. And he says, man, I've been a big fan of yours, Kev. And he shakes my hand and we talk a little bit about martial arts. And then the woman, I don't know whether they're girlfriend, boyfriend or whatever, because she looked like she's probably 5 years older than him, maybe 5 to 7 years older. So she's like, Mr. Jackson, she's like, yeah. Well, I introduced myself and she gave me her name. And then she says, you know, I didn't agree with everything you said, but I really like that last part. And then I have to admit, you made me think. And I said, that's what we should do, right? And she said, yeah. I said, look, we're never going to agree on everything. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be able to debate these topics with one another, and you're going to have different perceptions than I am. And she goes, you're right, you're right. So I got the impression she was a liberal, and he had brought her there because he goes, you got to hear this guy, Kevin, whatever. But interesting event. I wanted to share a little bit of it with you on the show. Look for it on the website.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.